change mine. Do it today. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day, Wednesday, January 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to put out there that the class that's coming up on Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace, the crash course for Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Now, this isn't just for people that are going to run for office. Although, if you are going to run for office, you definitely need to come to this class. But if you're going to be just even a precinct delegate and get more involved in your county parties, or maybe you're the type of person that likes to go to school board meetings or city council meetings or county commissioners meetings, township meetings, you want to start a new organization, maybe you want to start up a club of some sort, this will show you, teach you exactly how to start your organization off and run it very efficiently. Make your meetings very informational as well as productive. Productive meetings is the entire focus of the Army Colonel, Mr. Roberts, who was thrust into running a church meeting when he was very young. I believe he was 26. And the pastor was sick. It was the board meeting of the church elders, and he was thrust into running the meeting. Being an Army colonel, kind of a take charge kind of guy, they said, okay, here's the gavel, run the meeting. Here's the agenda, take care of it. He had no idea how to do it. And it was one of the longest counterproductive meetings ever in the church history. And he was so embarrassed by how badly the meeting was ran by him, he said, that's it. I'm sitting down and writing out Robert's Rules of Order. As a matter of fact, Tim Tarja from Sheboygan County has a 1957 or 1958, close to when I was born, edition of Robert's Rules of Order, an original antique copy of it. Folks, it's like maybe a quarter of an inch thick, including the outside hardcover. It was like 12 pages, 13. I don't even remember how many pages were in it. Tim, if you could bring it to the class in St. Ignace, I want to hold it up as an example again to show the class. But the bottom line is this. There has been a benefactor who has paid for tickets for people who live in Mackinac County. If you can't afford the $49 to come to the class to buy the books and the guide and get your copy of the Michigan State Constitution, thanks to State Representative Neil Friske, we have a limited number of seats available that this person has paid for your ticket. So, if you're listening and you live in Mackinac County, and you would really like to come to the class, but you just really can't afford the $49 right now, we have it covered for you. So what I need you to do is text me at 231-360-5140. text me at the top, Mackinac County, your name, your email address, and what city, township, village do you live in Mackinac? St. Ignace, wherever. Just text that to me, and I'll put you on the sign-in sheet, the spreadsheet that we use. Sherry LaFave will be checking you guys in. And we will put you on the list. We have limited number of seats available that have been paid for. And again, if you'd like to come, it's Saturday, February 3rd. The doors will open at 9:30. The class will start right at 10. We're going to go to about 11:30, 11:45, get a break, go to the bathroom, get some more frisky apples, bottled water. Bring your lunch or snacks. You can eat. You know, if you have a early lunch in your cycle, no problem. Bring your lunch, your snacks, whatever. But this is going to be very informative. Absolutely prepare you, arm you with education that you can use at every single meeting you ever attend ever again. Even if it's a small club or you're starting up a new organization, you have to understand how meetings are supposed to be run to be productive, orderly, rules on how to operate. You'll understand the importance of elections, because elections are where chairmen are assigned by the people that got elected to a board, organization, whatever, to be the chair. Somebody has to be the captain of the ship, and that's the chairman. And at the very first meeting, when the chair is elected, you'll learn the process of what needs to be done once you perhaps become the chair. Okay, I just got elected chair. Now what do I do? Oh, it's so simple. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. And I'm going to teach it at the class. 1, 2, 3. As soon as you're handed the gavel, this is what you do. That's basically your first organizational meeting. Now, if you're a board that has been in operation together collectively as a group, for example, the Onaway School Board meeting the other night. These seven people got elected previously, and they have been working together as a unit and will work together as a unit starting this election year off. The chairman, James Rieger, Jimmy Rieger, Jim Rieger over in Onaway, is the president of the board. Well, they already had an agenda for that night's meeting after they got through the organizational part of the meeting. Being a new calendar year, they had to have an election and re-elect their chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. Those are usually referred to as an executive committee within a sitting board. Your county parties, school boards, city councils, townships. There's got to be an orderly ranking, if you will. Now, usually in townships, for example, it would be your supervisor. He chairs the meetings. The clerk, usually is the clerk, the township clerk. The treasurer, usually the treasurer. And then if you need any other people, sergeant at arms, parliamentarian, whatever, that might be one of the trustees for the township. If you're talking about a city, usually the person chairing the meetings for city council is the mayor. Secretary, treasurer, same roles as townships. Villages, village president. Once they get through the organizational part of the very first meeting of the year, the new year, here we are in January of 2024, election year, then they moved on to their agenda to conduct the business that they had lined up to handle. Well, James Rieger, Jimmy Rieger, got reelected chair, and the meeting proceeded according to the agenda. Now, there's one custom, tradition, that was started many, many years ago by a Democrat Detroit public school board member. Brought up the crazy idea that you have to approve your agenda. That is not in Robert's Rules of Order, folks. It is a custom. It is a tradition that has gone viral across, especially the state of Michigan. You don't ever put on the agenda that you have to approve the agenda. Why is that? Well, you're going to learn it at the class. No agendas should ever, going forward, have approving the agenda on the agenda. The people on that board, in that organization, part of that club, sees the agenda ahead of time. That's the clerk's responsibility to send it out to the members, especially elected members, that are going to be participating in the meeting. Put out by the chair. That's the chairman's responsibility. He puts out the agenda, or she puts out the agenda, and guess what? That's the agenda. These are the items we're going to be talking about. So prepare yourself, freshen up on these topics, these issues, these policies. This is what we're going to be talking about. If you have to approve the agenda, then that makes the approval of the agenda subject to change, or being commonly referred to as amending the agenda. You can't do that. How can members of that board be prepared to discuss an amended agenda when they don't know what you're amending it to? Stop doing it. And I'm going to explain in detail in the class exactly why and how you do it. Text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the link to be able to register for the class. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Tim Tarjeff is Johnny on the spot. He's such an engineer. You know, his brain is just amazing. Precise and accurate. That's how engineers think. Precision is the ability to reproduce the same results. To be accurate is closest to true value. So when I talk on the show, his engineering brain says, well, Randy, you're not really accurate on the thickness of the book. So God bless him. I love him, man. Tape measure. He's holding the book in his hand. He takes a picture of it, lines up the binding, and technically it looks like I'm reading this correctly without my glasses. It looks like it's like 3/4 of an inch. The pages, of course, a little thinner than that because of the hard, it's actually a hardbound copy. It's not a paperback. And it was, and this is interesting, 3/4 of an inch thick. The new one, I'm going to bring the hardcover, hardbound, new version of the book to the class. This was the 75th anniversary edition, Robert's Rules of Order Revised. It's a kind of a tannish brown hard cover. And inside, he opens it up and takes a picture. Originally, I think maybe copyrighted originally by Henry M. Robert in 1915. The 75th anniversary, going back to the 1800s when he actually wrote it. It might have been copyrighted the first time in 1915, but it was written in the 1800s. Looks like maybe a descendant, Isabel H. Robert, recopyrighted in 1943 and 1951. I misspoke when I said 57 or 58. I knew it was close to when I was born. So, yeah. Let's see. 326 pages. The 75th anniversary. The original one was like, I believe, 12 or 14 pages. Up to 326 pages. Well, now it's well over 600 pages thick. So lots of history, It's been around a long time. Let's see. Sherry says $49 is worth every penny for this class. I took it. It was a great way to learn, especially those apples were phenomenal. Yeah, I'm bringing 3 bushel baskets of freshly picked. They have them preserved in their chillers of the last crop that was picked there at Frisky's Farm Market. She said the class levels the playing field in running an organized meeting setting. And yes, you will have input. Sherry, I don't understand your last text. Shoot. Monica from Presque County Republicans, she can't attend this class in St. Ignace. It's the same day as my kids' school gala fundraiser. And they're selling tickets to raise money for the kids over at her school. Ah, dang. Okay, one other. You want a bushel of apples is what you're saying. All right, I'll get you a bushel. I'll get a 4th one just for you. How's that? Now, one of the things that you have to understand real quick on this, the deadline is actually this Saturday, folks, at 5 o'clock. I'm going to reach out to Amazon and check the delivery status to see how absolutely late the drop-dead deadline is going to be. So, yeah, basically, you need to register Friday, Saturday at the latest, Saturday at 5 p.m. For right now, that's the deadline. And again, I'll reach out to them and see if I can possibly extend it through the weekend and Monday. But the deadline's fast approaching. And again, if you live in Mackinac County and you really want to attend the class, you want to learn this information, but you just simply can't afford the $49. We do have a donor that has made some tickets available for you. They don't want you to know who they are. They don't want to let you know how many tickets they've paid for, but we do have a few available for you in Mackinac County. So if you live in St. Ignace, you're right around the corner, 275 Market Street, Little Bear Arena. And again, the doors will open at 9:30. You will be out of there at 1:30. So greatly appreciate you guys joining us. Looking forward to the class. This will be the last class, only class here in Northern Michigan for a while. I've been reached out to. I'm going to be going to Southeastern Michigan and also the Grand Rapids area. And Nikki Coons and Monica Feebing are trying to work something out for Manistee Benzie. But that's going to be probably in a couple of months. Hour number 2 of today's show. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and